power play goals. It's
on fire.
To talk about it.
Power play's on fire. Prior to the goal, I liked what we had there. Got some pucks tonight a little bit differently, and so that was good. It was a little disjointed because of the 4-on-4 coming to a 5-on-4, but you got to start somewhere with that power play, and usually it has to be like that. You got to get a good feeling on it, and then you get a little quicker, a little more confidence, and move the puck a little faster.
Overall, what did you like about your club's performance here tonight?
I liked our goaltender an awful lot, like Jacob Trouba. Thought he was really good on the back end. I'm glad that Evander got two. He's hit enough posts that he deserves to have some go into the middle of the net for him. And again, little lad and Wheeler coming out as a plus group. That's enough.
Has Hutchinson done enough to get another start, whether it be tomorrow or Friday? Or?
Yeah. Yeah, he has.
Care to share which day or no? Is he an option for tomorrow? Or?
I don't know that that would be the right thing to do. You know, we got a healthy number one guy, and but what Mike keeps doing is shortening the interval, right? Goal, you don't want him out after the 10 days longer than the Chicago game, and then it's a little shorter. And I had him going regardless of last week. He was playing on one of these two games, and then we would decide. And tonight's game put him in gave us a better option. We felt to go with him in Boston if that's what we decide to do, but we won't make that decision until after tomorrow night.
What can you tell us about Matthew Perreault in terms of severity?
Day-to-day right now. We'll get a better look at it tomorrow.
Well, you said before the game about the danger. You're not in a position to take anybody for granted. And so just talk about how important it is to start this off right
now. Well, geez, it was the tail of the game was the first 30 seconds, wasn't it? We run a face-off play, go down and score. They run the exact same play us on the drop of the puck, come down and miss the net, and that's pretty much the way that game went for us all night long. But probably in our last four games, our two best performances were losses, and the two maybe just slightly below that were wins. And that's why you have to try to stay up and stay positive and keep coming back every night. And it's good to win, I would say, a greasy one here tonight. So we can get a little bit of that positive feeling going into a back-to-back, because all three of these games are a challenge for us. It's 3-4 for us, and they've been waiting, and 4-6 in Boston with 3 days off. So they may not be picture-perfect, but finding a way to win is just as important sometimes as being good.
When Columbus got back to it and won, what did you like with your club and what they were able to do to obviously keep your club ahead and get the win?
We were better. Right after they made it 3-2 until about the 4-minute mark, maybe the 6-minute, 5-minute mark in the third period, and then they were really pressing. Prior to that, too much D-zone time, and we weren't forechecking nearly as hard. And at 3-2, we started to try to get back on the forecheck, and I thought Scheifele's line had two shifts where they controlled the puck in the offensive zone, and that's what we needed. So that was a good response to the 3-2 goal.
And I know you'll look at it more tomorrow, but just a thought on Buffalo, who's been able to win their last three going in here.
And that's what makes them so dangerous now, because they've had such a difficult start. You know what it's like when you get a good feeling, boy, you want to hang on to it. And they're feeling good about their game, and they're going to come with early energy. I expected that in here tonight from their team. I think, you know, when you're struggling and they know you've played more than they have, they're going to come early. I would, you know, that first 10 minutes, that game tomorrow night is going to be real critical for us.
Is there something that Columbus did in the neutral zone that made it a challenge in the third, or is it just a desperate
no,
team?
No, no. That was all us. Yeah. You know, the simple part of it is that we were putting pucks in deep, and that's fine, but we weren't going in putting any pressure on it. And get caught in the middle again, it was similar to the first period against San Jose. You know, our gap was way off because we never got enough puck pressure up front for the back three to figure out who they had and how tight they could gap up. And then we got a little tight with it. I mean, we gave up too much ice.
Thanks, folks.